It's one of the largest voluntary conservation programs in the world. And in the 2018 Farm Bill, we were given what we took as a target of 27 million acres to enroll. Right now, we're around 24 million with the 1 million acres that we've enrolled this year that we've accepted offers on, and a record interest in our grassland CRP program again, as well as some really pivotal, game-changing CREP agreements, Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. So there's two sign-up periods for our CRP program. The general sign-up, which wrapped up April 27th, I believe maybe April 7th, but earlier in the spring, and then Grassland CRP has a sign-up that closed the end of May. In addition to those two sign-up periods, there are continuous opportunities to enroll in this conservation program, and that's our continuous CRP, which includes the Clear 30 initiative for water and water quality enhancement, the Safe Acres program, which is about wildlife habitat in the states, and then the CREP agreements that we have all across the country. A couple of examples of those I think are really helpful, Tony, to help people understand the breadth of opportunity. We were just over in Colorado for the signing of the Republican River CREP agreement. And in that agreement, we're helping producers enroll in this conservation program as a means to transition away from irrigated practices that they were going to be forced out of anyway because of water compact issues. So it helps them make that transition on their terms, realize a rental income, get some incentive payments to help establish a vegetative stand, and transition into the next iteration of agriculture on their operation. Another example I like to highlight is the work that we're doing in Indian Country. We just signed our first CRP contract under the CREP agreement with the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. And that opportunity has the potential to bring 1 million acres of grassland into the Conservation Reserve Program in one of those communities that had really, frankly, been marginalized in the past in the USDA's approach to serving producers.